picking up on that conversation we've been having about the COVID third wave, very sad news yesterday coming out that the Nahawu spokesperson, who's appeared on this show many times, Kaya Taba, passed away from COVID-19 related complications. Many times Kaya was on the show speaking on behalf of Nahawu. So very sad news and condolences to his family. Sizwe Pamla, a colleague of his, the Kosatu national spokesperson, joining us now. Sizwe, our condolences to you. This is incredibly sad news. He was, you know, late 30s and, of course, a very, very great communicator and a servant of the people.
Thank you very much. For all of us to lose Comrade Kaya, for those of us who have worked with him, we are really going to greatly miss him. And we want to also to send our own condolences to his family, but also to our affiliated union, Nehao. Comrade Kaya was a great colleague. He was my successor at Nehao. When I moved to Kosatu, he took over. We had a great relationship before that when he was with the YCL. And when I took over at Kosatu, we developed our relationship because he was one of those people who was open-minded. And many people, once you leave, they say, and they want to break all the ranks, but Comrade Kaya called every day because he wanted to understand the position he was taking over. And as a colleague at Kosatu, he was really a big factor if you look at Nehao's position as the biggest affiliate. So Kosatu campaigns, he was always there. All of the activities of the federation, he was always supportive. So there is a big gap that has been opened inside the federation because, of course, someone will come in, but Comrade Kaya's contribution was just wonderful.
Well, Sizwe, thank you so much for paying tribute to your colleague. That's Sizwe Pamla, the Kosatu national spokesperson, paying tribute to Kaya Taba, who was the Nahawu spokesperson who passed away yesterday. And you could just see from the messages from journalists, from people who dealt with him every day, that he will be greatly missed. An excellent communicator and, as Sizwe says, a servant of the people as well.